It's real special to be amongst some elite company like those guys or whatever, and just give God a lot of thanks for me to be able to stay healthy all the first 5 years I've been in the league, and to be able to go over 1,000 yards each of those years.
The way this season started, I don't know if you ever doubted whether you'd reach that mark, but how proud are you of the way you've responded to a slow start and had a pretty good year?
I'm very proud of that because, you know, in this game of football, you have a lot of ups and downs. No matter what type of player you are, you're going to have your good moments, you're going to have your down moments. And it's just about how you bring it back, how you overcome those down moments.
Adrian Peterson's gunning for you. He says he's going for 2,000.
Yeah, he's been doing a good job. Just proud of him, how he came back after the knee injury and just the things that he have been able to do. You see what hard words get you.
You said he's your guy, but you don't want him to pass your number, do you?
Oh, that's my guy. That's my guy. I'm not nobody who ever downplaying anybody. I wish bad on anybody or anything like that. But I couldn't sit here and say that I want him to beat my number.
CJ, do you marvel at all at what he's done? I mean, it was less than a year ago that his knee got shredded, and now he's at 1,600 yards with 3 games to go.
Yeah. You got to thank God for that. A lot of praying and a lot of hard work, and it just show you how hard work can get you back to the player that you once were.
How tough is it to get to 2,000? I mean, when you did it, did you really think that, you know, other folks could get there in this pass-happy league?
Honestly, it's a very tough task to do. It's something that you don't really expect. It's something that you look up and you see that you have a chance to do it. And I think he got 3 games left. He has 1,600. The way he's been running, the way he's been playing, he got a good chance on doing it. But it's still a hard thing to do.
Chris, how do you guys approach this final?
Honestly, you just got to continue to play, because I'm sure the microscope is on every single person here for whatever our reason, for if it's to keep a job here for the coaches, or as a player to continue to be on this team next year, or even if you're not, just to put things on film for other teams to see you and stuff like that. So I'm sure everybody still has something to play for.
4-9 or 9-4, Monday Night Football is still Monday Night.
Oh yeah. It's always a different atmosphere, just like Thursday night football, anytime night game where everybody's watching. And just growing up, just wanting to be in the NFL, getting to play on Monday night football, that's always a great thing to do.
How frustrating, Chris, the last 2 weeks been for you? You've been on such a good roll in the last 2 weeks. You guys hadn't had a lot of success in the run game. How important to finish strong and how tough the last 2 weeks been?
It's been frustrating. You know, I had to go through a lot of things, whatever. Basically whole new offensive line and new coordinator and different things like that. So it's been frustrating, but it's really nothing I can do about it. Just got to continue to work hard and practice and try to get better each week.
Are you okay with the running game spot in the game plans and the offense that you're down at this point?
What you mean? Say that again.
Just with the way the running game has been game planned, are you okay with how it's gone the last couple weeks?
You know, there's really nothing I can do about it, no matter what I say or whatever. But the new coordinator, he's a new guy. It's his first time. So you just got to go roll with the punches. He's doing the best job he can do. And just to come in here with not enough time to prepare. I guess he started working on the job. When he got it, I guess it was that Tuesday or that Wednesday, and then we had a game on Sunday. So you can't really expect a lot of things, but I think he's been doing a good job with what he was given.
Well, you've been around Jay for a couple of years now. What's your feelings about Jake, and you could still convince he's going to be a good one moving forward?
Jake is going to be okay. He's going to be good. Jake is a good competitor, guy now that make plays with his arm and his feet. He's a young guy. You can kind of still look at him as a rookie because it's his first year getting the full start under his belt. And situation, the type of guy he is, I know he's going to continue to work to get better.
You've had some long touchdown runs this year. haven't punched it in from like the one or two yet this season. Is it important to get a couple of those somewhere along the way too?
I haven't had the opportunity, so there's nothing I can do about that.
Are you not the guy down there then, is what you're saying? Or are you throwing the ball?
I haven't been the guy down there. Yeah. So there's nothing I can do about it.